Hello.
Hi, my name is Michael, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions.
All right.
Okay. Do you want me to continue?
Yes.
Excellent. So, to proceed, does you or any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, some other?
Republican.
Thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican election for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote?
I'll definitely vote.
What is your age?
77.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
No, I think they're going in the right direction.
From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? I will read a couple of choices. Number one, constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment. Two, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration. Three, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of unborn. Four, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. Five, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs. Six, cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights. Or seven, economic issues like taxes and government spending.
Cost. Inflation.
Okay, just a moment. Let me continue just a second. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first person is Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Next person, Mike Levine.
No, I don't have an opinion.
Okay. Next person, A.D. Owens.
Don't have an opinion.
Okay. Next person, Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Next person, Keith Farner.
No opinion.
Next person, Anthony Sabatini.
No opinion.
Next person, Nan Cobb.
No opinion.
Next person, Kerry Baker.
No opinion.
Next person, Mark Jordan.
No opinion.
And the last person, David Jordan.
No opinion.
Okay, let me continue now. If the Republican primary election in Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Keith Farner, Addie Owens, Nan Cobb, or Mike Levine?
I don't have an opinion right now.
Okay. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards?
Well, it would be a Republican.
Okay, would you say any of the following? Keith Farner, Addie Owens, Nan Kopp, Mike Levine, any of them?
Well, I really don't have an opinion. When we get down to the locals or to those races, we wait until before the election, and then we start kind of reading about the candidates. So,
okay. No problem. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Truthfully, not changed much.
Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? I will read two choices. One choice is bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together, and things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need any more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. And the second option is bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship and in government. Would you say one or two?
We need a two. We need more bipartisanship because we don't have enough Democrats or enough Republicans that they can take things on their own. So number two.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I will read three options. Number one, Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been winning the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. Two, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. Or three, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November.
Two.
Thank you. As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Number one, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just failed as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them will have faced off in primary and Republicans will have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. Or the second choice, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censured by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this.
Number one.
Okay, just a moment. Now, if you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. So the first option is, a candidate who has served on the UC City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community. Would you say likely, much more likely, somewhat likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
More likely.
Okay. Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. A candidate who supports increasing a property taxes by millions of dollars.
Would you read that question again?
Yes. A candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
Oh, no.
Much less likely or somewhat less
likely?
Yes.
No. Much less likely.
Okay. Next, a candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
Like a what?
Like a tyrant.
No.
Okay. Will that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely I'd vote for the guy or the person.
Okay. And a candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
Very likely.
A candidate who had a line placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for no paying over $100,000 in rent.
Less likely.
Okay. And that will be somewhat or much less?
Somewhat.
Okay. And a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriffs Peyton Grinnell and Gary Borders.
More likely.
Okay. Just a moment. The next one, a candidate who will prioritize, I'm sorry, this is the previous one. The next one, a candidate who supports terms limits for members of Congress.
More likely.
Okay. Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
And next, a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
Less likely.
Okay, much or somewhat less likely?
Much.
Okay, next. A candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level.
Well, I would say that's very likely.
Okay, more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, next, a candidate who is 35-year resident of Lake County and lifelong conservative Republican.
Oh, very likely. Mm-hmm. Very much.
Okay, just a moment. Next, a candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government.
No. Very likely I would not vote. I wouldn't vote for him.
Okay. Just a moment. Next, a candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased.
No, very likely not.
Okay. Next. A candidate who's endorsed by a special interest group that supports business hiring illegal immigrants.
No, very likely.
Okay. Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, next, a candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
Much less likely.
And finally, a candidate who only recently became a Republican did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary.
No, much less likely.
Thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
A conservative.
Somewhat or very?
Well, somewhat.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
2 years college.
Thank you. Just a moment. Do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
Yes. What?
Pro-life or pro-choice?
Pro-choice or pro-life? Pro-choice.
Okay. Somewhat or strongly pro-choice? Sorry?
No.
Strongly or somewhat pro-choice?
No. Which one of them is the right to live?
The right to live will be pro-life.
Pro-life.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, so this concludes our survey. I do thank you a lot for your time and have a wonderful day. Thank you very much.
You too. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.